following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hey there. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good week. Hope you're having a good weekend. If you didn't have either one of those, well, just put it behind you and let's have some fun. Sharing the studio with me, the multi-talented, fluffy-tailed Cousin John Bell. That's your cue.
Ah, yes. I love to be referenced or referred to, but not referred to.
Well, there's only one person here that gets referred to.
You calling me, man?
No, Earl.
That's his speed.
Right. So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just moving a lot slower in this heat, pretty much like everybody is.
Oh, it is terrible.
Even my yard inflatables are fainting.
You guys, John keeps inflatables in his yard year-round. They're seasonal. They're cows, so cows are always relevant.
Oh, I received a text the other day for that song you do about the Midtown thing.
Yep, every city in America has a Midtown. You're talking about Midtown Girl.
Midtown Girl, yeah, that's it.
Okay, we'll do it.
So, you think you could play that now? I mean, she really, really wants to hear it. And we may as well go ahead and get it out of the way, you know?
You promised her we would do it in the first segment, didn't you?
It's possible. I may have... Yes, yeah, okay. Yes, I did. So, right. Chop, chop, let's go. She's probably one of a dozen or so listeners we have, so we don't want to tick her off.
Yikes.
Thank you. Mm. Like you very much.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her Midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her Midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a Midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. Historical pearl, worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte grain.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, do you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was prepared melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Hello and welcome to another educational installment of Communicating in the South. Our first word is all, spelled A-L-L. A petroleum-based lubricant for your vehicle. As in, fill up da all and check da gas in ma pickup. Another common verbal anomaly in the Southern speak, you will find the letter A is placed at the beginning of a number of words. As in the word agona, the letter A indicates a future tense. However, the letter A prefix can also indicate a present tense, as in, Grandma are gonna quit smoking because them cigarettes is a costing her too much money. And finally, the word airy, spelled A-I-R-Y. As in the sentence, you got airy a coon dog. Airy is the antonym of nary, as in, I ain't marrying no one with nary a tooth in his head. When the A prefix is added to a present tense verb, it is thought to increase the intensity of the word, as in, Abe's are working hard in the backy shop today. Or, didn't you hear your mother are talking to you, you little bastard? That concludes this week's installment of Communicating in the South. I'm Regina Wainwright. Join me next time, won't you?
Jim, why did you just emptied my bottle of Aleve. What's up? You took the last two. Oh, all right. Put her through.
Hi, Jolene. It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Look, you know I'm going to be riding with you to the wedding this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Oh, you guys, a friend of mine is getting married this weekend, and I'm taking Mom along with me.
I want you to have plenty of time to get your car cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
Remember the last time we went out of town?
Vividly.
I want to make sure there's going to be plenty room this time for my garment bag to lay on top of the suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I remember.
Everything I own got wrinkled.
I know. I'm the one who had to iron it.
And Lordy days, please don't let the car wash place put any more of that air freshener in there.
Okay.
You know, they put that new leather smell in there the last time.
I do remember.
New leather, my foot. It made your car smell like an old catcher's mitt, Jolene.
Yeah?
Okay. Well, have you decided what you're going to wear?
Yeah, I have. How about you?
Well, I'll be dressed to the nines as usual. I understand the bride's family's from Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, you know how those Texans are. They show up everywhere in cowboy boots and those big stupid hats, Jolene. Even the women. So I got me a pair.
Wedding boots?
Yep.
Oh, no. It's formal.
Oh, they're plenty formal, especially after I got after them with the bedazzler.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody gonna outdress me at this wedding. And seriously, who ever heard of a black and white wedding anyway?
Lots of people have black and white as the colors for their wedding. What's the matter with that?
I mean, how boring is that? Weddings used to be so much more colorful back in the day.
Here we go.
Remember, Jolene, when you were a kid?
Vaguely.
And you and your sisters were in Cousin Lucille's wedding?
Yes.
All the bridesmaids' dresses were hot pink and yellow.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
You all looked like little ducks waddling down the aisle to communion. Especially you, Jolene.
That's enough.
Remember how big your feet were when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always tripping over them and stuff.
Okay. On the air.
Well, anyway, I found a nice black pantsuit that's going to look marvelous with my new boots.
Okay. Well, I'll pick you up in the morning, okay?
Jolene, if you could, would you go by the drugstore and pick me up some of those lady pants that I use?
Okay.
You know how I am on those long road trips.
I know very well.
I want to be able to drink as much iced tea as I want and not have to worry about the rest stops, if you know what I mean.
Mama!
All right, then. Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mom.
Talk to you later.
Well, the baby and me went out late Saturday night. I'm a half-pump time.
This is Jonathan, the Kiss guy from Bag of Donuts. And all the cool cats listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wait, did I just say cool cats?
Oh yeah, you said it.
We can do this again, right?
No, it's staying.
Maybe I'll edit that out.
Don't be such a donut hole.
Wow.
Rock this town, rock it inside out.
agent. Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom of my condo.
What is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talking about those pills on the TV?
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with that goofy look on his face?
That's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use a tracking chart?
Well, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do.
Ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to
okay?
me. We're trying to play cards
I
up
mean,
in
I'm
here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just
so
stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR
well,
stiff and
I'm
stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me
have
crazy.
You're going to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying to.
Yourself, like everybody else.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against the rules.
Don't hang
okay?
up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
You are on the air. We're doing a promo for David and Tony Lord's show. A&A Vacuum?
Hello, everybody. So, well, you see, my house is really messy.
Okay.
You know, ever since I moved, my alpacas inside have had a terrible problem with fur, and for that other problem, I just use a shovel.
You got a question here, Earl?
I need something with an attachment that really takes care of unwanted fur.
He does have alpacas in his home. I've seen it. Ricard hasn't anything with a blade on it yet. Because
they actually have a product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment. And there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion.
I'm not kidding.
Roxbury.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for sharing a bit of your precious me time. And if it's not just you... If you're traveling around with the family, it's the perfect opportunity to lock the doors from the front. You know how you can put the kid lock on the back when they can't get out and they can't lower the windows and crank the radio up. Making them suffer and listen to the show. Uh-huh. That's what my parents used to do to me. What they would do, though, they would sing at the top of their lungs. They used to also smoke in the car, and I would have to... smell all of that and listen to them sing, so it was pretty miserable. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, yes, torturing your family by making them listen to the show. You can do that too. Just be sure to take some time for yourself this weekend. De-stress, decompress, and recharge your battery.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Ladies, when the stresses of the day get you down, settle into a nice hot bath, open a bottle of champagne, take a sip. Isn't it wonderful the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair, then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo Pain.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo Pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower.
Earl T.
When you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub. Rinse and repeat. Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo Pain. Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at Rite Aid and select truck stops and weigh stations.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Ponies are wonderful to own. They playfully prance and leap across the field, bringing joy to all who watch them. Friendly, outgoing, good with kids, but not perfect. If only those ponies were unicorns. But wait, now your ponies can become unicorns easily with the Belco Insta-Uni Kit. This Insta-Uni Kit has everything you need to turn boring, ordinary, blah, dime a dozen ponies into unicorns, the only animals that can bring joy to one and all as they playfully prance and leap across the field. One unicorn horn, ruler, fast hold glue, and pony sedatives. Just knock out your pony, find the center of its forehead with the ruler, apply the glue, and stick on the magical horn. There are lots of different unicorn horns to choose from. Twisty, sparkly, long, short, dull, and really, really, really sharp. The Belco Insta-Uni Kit is only $99.99 and has everything you need.
Ponies not included.
Or order the Deluxe Insta-Uni Kit for only $99.99. That includes cans of spray paint to make your unicorn into any color of the rainbow.
I love pink, fluffy unicorns.
So turn your common, ugly, potentially dangerous pony into something wonderful, magical, and loved by all. At Belco, we believe in unicorns and that there's one born every minute. Remember, 90 days, same as 3 months.
Hey, Jim, have you seen that coloring book? It's called Unicorns Are Jerks. Yeah, it talks about them breaking wind in movie theaters and talking real loud on their cell phone in restaurants and stuff. It's really funny. I just, what? Hurry up. Whatever.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Ms. Roxbury?
Yes?
Yes, well, this is Martin.
Martin?
Martin Unicorn.
Of course it is.
Yes, well, I'm very upset about this book you're talking about.
It's just a coloring book.
Just a coloring book?
Yeah.
Just, you say?
Just a coloring
book. Yes, I know it's a coloring book, but that means it's going to be viewed by children, Miss Roxbury.
Yeah.
And clearly all the people on your show will have a copy. This is tragic.
It's not that big a deal.
I mean, we unicorns have enough stress, you know.
Oh.
Just fitting into society is hard enough. I mean, what's mysterious about a unicorn, really? Yeah, I mean, sure, there aren't many of us around anymore. But, you know, that's directly related to all the prejudice perpetrated against us.
Prejudice?
People are much less accepting of unicorns than they were back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Like back in medieval times when unicorns were very popular. We were all over the place.
Uh-huh.
But now there's nowhere for us to procreate.
Well, Martin, I gotta tell you. Most of the stories I've read, there's lots of references to wreaking havoc, frolicking around the countryside, disturbing people's homes and their belongings, scaring the villagers, sometimes even hurting somebody.
Sure, you tear up a few mattresses, gore a few people to death, and you're banned for life.
Darn those townships and their no-goring policies.
I mean, where are we supposed to find love and raise a family?
Don't know.
I'm just saying we don't need to be trashed. That's all I'm saying. I mean, give a unicorn a job. Do you have any unicorns on your show, Jolene?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So what's your point?
Don't judge me until you've walked a mile in my spiral horn. And by the way, I never, ever, ever broke wind in a movie theater. I'm just saying.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Don't judge me until you've walked a mile in my spiral horn. I believe that might be the quote of the year.
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements. And, of course, with Amazon Prime, you still get free overnight shipping. If you were to order something right now, by tomorrow your order would arrive at an Amazon warehouse near you. Then you'll have the option of calling Grubhub to have your package delivered to your door for a small fee. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming and free shipping to near your home. We now return to your show.
Thank you guys so very much for taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We are happy to be along for the ride. Yep, I say that every week, but it is the truth. You notice how dog's face looks when they've got it hanging out the window and the car's going down the road. They're so happy. Their ears are flapping back, got a smile just a mile wide. Well, that's us when we know you're taking us along with you. It's true. And if you can't catch the show on FM Talk 106.5 every Saturday afternoon at 4 with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., our podcast is right there, along with so many other shows, local shows that you love. If you miss them, there they are. So you don't ever have to miss us.
A long time ago, on a morning show far, far away.
I wanted to buy my parents a cell phone this year.
I'm a dimwit.
And I'm an even bigger dimwit than he is.
But was afraid they were too dumb to use it.
Hello.
I'm glad someone finally created a telephone even a dimwit can
use. I can't hear nothing out this thing.
Dimwitterbug.
Thanks to Dimwitterbug, my parents barely have to think at all to stay in touch with their loved ones. And that's good, because they're real dumb.
Hello.
Dimwitterbug.
I can't work one of them complicated cell phones. What with all them buttons and ringing and things.
The Dimwitterbug is easy to use. Just look at the numbers on this keypad. They're as big as a Christmas ham.
Hello.
But if mashing numbers is too much effort, Dimwitterbug is also holler activated. Well, I had my grandson come over, the one that programs my coffee pot and my VCR.
Here, Nana. It's your new telephone. You can talk to people on it. Isn't it pretty?
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
You have to turn it on, Paul. Put in my favorite numbers, and now all I have to do is holler into the phone.
Ambulance!
And 10 minutes later, I know help is on the way. I'm so thankful our children bought us the Dimwitterbug.
Ma, I think your phone's ringing.
I don't hear anything. It must be your phone.
I'll leave mine set on vibrate. Ooh.
Hello? Hello? Mine's broken.
They may not be the most sophisticated people in the world, but they're the only parents we've got. Wouldn't it make you feel good to know they could get in touch with you in the event of an emergency? We just love our Dimwitterbug.
Thanks, Dimwitterbug.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hey Jolene, Kermit the Frog here. If it gets too crazy at Roxbury Farms, there's always room for you at my pad.
Who is this Jolene, and why would she be staying at your place?
Well, you know better than anyone. Once you go green...
How dare you, homewrecker! Hi-ya!
Sweet fancy cow!
You Jezebel!
Welcome to Earl's Kitchen!
Earl.
Okay, it's Belle's kitchen, but Belle can't be here today because she's having plastic surgery.
Ooh, you did not just say that on the radio.
She's getting something lifted or filled or deflated or inflated or pumped up or punked out. I don't know.
You are so dead.
So let me introduce you to the best caterer in the universe, dude. Alec Neben and his Lonely Artichoke Hearts Club Band.
Hey, Alec.
Hey, Jolene. Earl, do you mind? What's up, guys?
What's cooking today, Alec?
Right, what do you say we do some burgers on the grill, huh? The weather's perfect for a little burger grilling, wouldn't you say? All right, we call this my Burgers with Mozzarella and Spinach Arugula Pesto. Now, you say, now, why you want to mess up a good burger with all that other junk on it? Well, you know what? You can eat burgers any kind of way you want to, but this way is pretty good. I recommend you try it out. Listen to what I got to say. All right. You want to get you about maybe 8 ounces of baby spinach. You know, one of them big old bags is about 8 ounces. I mean, they don't put much in a bag. Spinach is like, it just doesn't weigh much.
Yeah, a bag of greens just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Alec, are you up for this?
I don't know. I'm running a little low on bail money this week. So try to stay out of jail.
He's talking to you, Earl, in case you're wondering.
But you want to get you about 8 ounces of fresh spinach, okay? Now, it's real easy to handle this, do the spinach part. That's really, I mean, you could actually microwave it. What you want to do is you want to rinse the spinach off a little bit, you know, because it's come out of the ground. I mean, it's fresh, it's leafy, it's got a little dirt maybe on it. So we want to rinse it off, drain it like in a little colander so the water drips off, then place it in a large glass bowl. Now, you can microwave this in about 1 minute. Here's what you want to do. You want to wilt this spinach. So you want to put that spinach in a microwavable bowl, uncover it, on high, just about 1 minute till it's wilted. Drain and squeeze out any mush liquid as possible, okay? Because, I mean, spinach has got a lot of water in it. What, it grew out of the ground. It's green. You want to get all the water. After you microwave it and it's wilted, you want to drain all that water out of it. Dry it all up. You want some dry spinach, okay? So drain and squeeze out as much liquid as possible. In the meantime, get you some garlic, about 2 garlic cloves. Peel them. All right. Now you want to combine some garlic, some lemon peel. You know what lemon peel is? You can zest you a lemon. All right. That make you some fresh lemon zest.
Oh, I love lemon zest. It's the only deodorant soap that almost works for me.
Get you a little bit of crushed red pepper. You put all that in a food processor, and you blend it up until the garlic is finely chopped. So you're throwing that garlic in there like in little cloves. And you're throwing that lemon peel. You can, if you don't want to zest it, you can throw the whole, you can just peel you some lemon off like with a knife, okay? You let it blend up and chop until it's finely chopped. In the meantime, you add the spinach, I would say about 2 cups. And then you want to get you about 2 cups of arugula, all right? You'll find the arugula right there in the lettuce department at your grocery store, right there where you found the spinach at. Get you some pine nuts, you know, snowba seeds, some people call them pine nuts. They're in little jars. They're not cheap. They're expensive. You can get all kind of pine nuts. You can get them Turkish pine nuts, Greek pine nuts. It's a little bit of lemon juice. Put that in the process until it's coarse and pure, in kind of like puree forms, okay? Now, with the machine running, talking about this blender now, with it running, gradually add the oil in thin little streams. Blend it until it's almost smooth. Then you want to take you some cheese. Now, what kind of cheese you want? You want some Parmesan cheese. All right? Nothing goes better than Parmesan. All right? You want to mix in, you want to mix in a little Parmesan cheese. Now, this has actually made you a pesto now, okay? That's what I'm calling a pesto.
Belle always calls me a pesto. She's mean, don't you think, huh?
So you want to transfer this pesto to a small bowl. Season it with a little salt. You can actually make this stuff like 6 hours ahead of time, and you can cover it and chill it, all right? So you got all that, right? The spinach, the garlic, the lemon peel, the crushed red peppers, the arugula, the pine nuts, the lemon juice, all pureed up really fine in this food processor. All right, you added just a little bit of oil and drizzled it in till it made it kind of puree, all right? So you made, in essence, a pesto at this point. Then you want to combine the ground beef, you know, with a teaspoon of salt, maybe a half a teaspoon of black pepper, and you want to take about, I don't know, 6 tablespoons of this spinach arugula pesto, all in a large bowl. So you throw your ground beef in there, you season with a little salt and pepper, you throw your 6 big heaping tablespoons of this arugula pesto, the spinach arugula pesto. Mix it with your fingers, get your fingers all down in it, wash your hands first, of course. Earl, get your hands out of there. And for just until it's all kind of worked together, form the meat mixture into like 6 3/4-inch thick patties. All right? Place the patties on a platter if you want to. You can stick them in the refrigerator till they firm up a little bit. Or put them in the freezer till they firm up a little bit. I don't care what you do. In the meantime, you got time to go light the grill, okay? You go light the grill. Get the grill really, really hot. And then you want to cook these burgers about 3 or 4 minutes per side for medium rare. If you want to cook about 5 or 6 minutes, if you want them more medium. If you're looking for them to be well done, you're going to have to cook them for 7 or 8 minutes on each side. But anyhow, in the meantime, you can throw your little buns on the grill. Get some little grill marks on the buns. And right about the time those buns are ready, takes about 1 minute. I'd say you start building your hamburger. Take you one of them big old nice burgers with that spinach arugula pesto mixed into it. Put your big old nice slice of mozzarella cheese on top. Slice you some tomatoes if you want it. And you're ready to eat your darn hamburger now. I'm done. I mean, I am done. I'm ready.
What about French fries? I don't know how to make good French fries.
Just get you a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, Belle will be back soon. And if you guys would like to hear this recipe or any of our other recipes, they're always included in our podcast. So just bop on over to fmtalk1065.com, click on our show, and just noodle your way around to the cooking segment. We'll have another one for you next week.
See you next time in Earl's...
Earl, would you stop screwing it up?
Okay, I mean Belle's Kitchen. Hey, Alec, don't tell Belle I'll let everybody in the country know she's having some work done, okay?
That wouldn't be good for you.
That's not good for anybody.
Otherwise, I may need plastic surgery after she rearranges my face, if you know what I mean.
Bye, guys.
Roxbury!
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Sam and Ella's Raw Chicken Palace.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
Buy raw chickens, cook them on site, fry them, broil them, put them on the grill. But be sure to cook them all the way through. Sam and Ella's Raw Chicken Palace.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
Remember, if it's raw, you've got Sam and Ella.
500 singing hopefuls. Only one can reach the top and get a record contract. But first, they must all go before the judges. 50 judging hopefuls. Only 3 can reach the top and judge the 500 singing hopefuls that are now choosing the judges that will judge them. The Squirrel Network presents American Idolatry, where people who'd like to be a judge audition in front of all 500 singers. Who will get selected?
Oh, that really stank. You should get a job cleaning out sewers.
You're out of here!
That was lovely! I hope you go all the way!
Congratulations! You're going to the finals!
Are you sick of judges you hate hating the singers you love? See what happens when the singers judge which judges will judge the singers that the singing judges judge on American Idolatry.
Another presentation of the Squirrel Network.
We make shows for nuts.
That stunk.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this weekend, taking us along with you and all your weekend activities. We don't get out much. Go figure.
We do want to invite you to visit us at fmtalk1065.com. That's where one of the places where our podcast lives, along with over 50 hours of local programming, quality, riveting, delicious local programming. The other place where our podcast lives at is on our Facebook page. Search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. And every Saturday, our podcast will pop up there sometime during the day. And now there's no excuse for you to miss a show. And when you're downloading our podcast, whichever website you're on, the FM Talk website or our show page on Facebook,
wipe your feet before you come in because we can see your little cyber footy prints when they're up in there. Remember how Bugs Bunny used to leave the prints all over the desert?
Well, that's how it looks if you don't wipe your feet before you visit our Facebook page. Right now, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back. You need to come back too. Meet us right here, over to the right, just a little bit. Right there. Very good.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the master
for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it. The Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up. We fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vac Master.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? You need to spend time working on your tan. Visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Jolene, if we don't get this finished today, we miss our deadline.
My nails are still wet.
Did you even watch the tutorial I sent you?
No. I don't change my Facebook status every 15 minutes like some people. How do I change the screen color?
Oh my God, you are making this so much more complicated than it is.
No wonder you're in a fog. You are hopelessly analog.
iPod, iPad, I give up. They're not my cup of tea. Instead of living life on Facebook, I just watch TV. My friends all say I'm weird and that it's hard to keep in touch with me. If you don't like my voicemail, then stop calling me so much.
Answer your phone!
We are living in a digital world, and I am not a digital girl. You know that we are living in a digital world, and I am not a digital girl.
Does your status actually say Happy New Year still?
Uh-huh.
Come on!
What?
I update, post, I tweet, it's just that's not my favorite place.
No way.
Sometimes things are much more fun when we are face to face.
I don't get it.
I know.
It's not because I'm old, I'm not. It's not because I'm unkind.
I'm fine.
My mind.
Too late.
Because we are living in a digital world, but I am not a digital girl. I know that we are living in a digital world, but I am not a digital girl.
Would you look at that? It seems I've accidentally dropped my cell phone in the toilet. That's a shame.
In a digital world.
Maybe you got digitalis.
Earl. It's a heart medication. Leave me alone. And anyway, Dan said he'd take care of all this post-production stuff because I'm just so adorable.
You're kidding, right?
I thought that's what you said. You told me you had all kinds of free time.
All right, forget it. Forget it.
That's what
I'm
out of
here.
That's what you said.
See ya.
It's not that bad.
Not taking anymore.
Oh, Dan.
Adios.
Mofo. I know. I thought I might respond to an email we received last week asking us to snorkel around in our audio files and find that little song we did about Alex Magic Dust. That's what we call what Alec puts on just about every meat in the house. Just about. Gotta watch that pepper.
Oh, man, we got a good one here, but we can't tell Earl.
Why not?
He'd think you're supposed to smoke it.
What on earth are you making?
Tell y'all how to make some magic dust.
Oh my gosh, if this is the same magic dust you put on your ribs, delicious. What other meats is it good for?
Makes a wonderful rub for anything. Pork, chicken, steak, this?
It's easy. It's 2 tablespoons of each of the following items. So listen up.
Paprika, chili powder.
Alex, magic dust.
Someone say magic dust, man.
Dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, whoa, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, and black pepper.
Alex, magic dust.
I love it.
Some magic dust.
I love it.
Once more again. Paprika, chili powder, dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and there you have it.
Magic dust.
Even though the pepper tends to make me sneeze, give me some more of that magic dust, please.
Oh, yeah.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm so excited. I finally got a computer. I'm on the internet, and I have a free email account. But I'm so lonesome because nobody ever sends me any mail.
There's no need to be lonely. You can get a mailbox full of mail every day. Dozens, hundreds, possibly even thousands of pieces of email just for you.
What do I need to do?
Just sign up for the special mail service and pay $29.95 a month. Just $29.95 a month and you'll get thousands of pieces of mail.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Look, this one offers me medication at prices much lower than the ones I pay here in the U.S. And look at this. Here's a prince from Nigeria who wants me to take care of millions of his dollars. How trusting. Maybe he's looking for a wifey poo.
Never be lonely again. Get thousands of pieces of email every day with special offers, new ideas, fantastic photographs, products, stock tips, fishing expeditions.
Would you look at that? They spelled fishing with a P-H. Sillies.
Send your money to us. Special People Abundant Mail. Just use our initials.
Hey, that spells spam.
And you'll get all the mail you can handle. And then some.
I never knew the internet was such a friendly place.
Sign up today and the mail will never stop. No matter how hard you try.
This is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Is that Estee Lauder Youth Dew?
Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her.
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Whose is these?
Frank, whose drawers is these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum.
Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
This is Mandy Snow with your Ultimate Traffic Watch. Wow, busy out there today. I am so going to be late for my statistics class this morning. My friend Megan just called and said a school bus overturned in front of the Main Street Retirement Village. That's got to have traffic way backed up over there. If anybody knows anything about it, give me a call at the station, okay? So I can, like, let everybody know. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Dude, that is totally Warren's car. Megan, if you're listening, Warren has totally totaled your car, dude. Hey, dude, check me out. I'm driving the station van. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Dude, get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. Tell him Mandy sent you. I'm Mandy Snow with your Ultimate Traffic Watch.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you. And when you have a chance, remember to download that FM Talk 106.5 app. That's a great way to stay in touch with us, well, with our podcast, along with all the other shows on FM Talk.
Find us on Facebook. All sorts of ways to get in touch with us. If you so choose, we are here for you. Be good to each other next week. Remember to laugh just a little bit. You'll stress a whole lot less. I mean, if you can see my hands right now, they're like out like this. A whole lot less.
Have a great week. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.